The Minister of Information, Fritz Balfour, said the fair aims at achieving the government's democratic ideals of transparency and accountability. It will, among other things, provide the public with information on various policies and also promote dialogue with stakeholders on policy alternatives. Mr. Balfour indicated that previous fairs have seen all sectors of the economy benefit under the Better Ghana agenda.
By the citizens and the ability to make inputs into government policy are in many ways the practical transmission of a transparent and accountable government. This becomes a reality if the people can not only have access to information on the policies that affect various aspects of their national life, but also have their concerns factored into both the formulation and review of these policies. Mr. Chairman, Nananam, ladies and gentlemen, it is in pursuit of these democratic ideals, coupled with the President's own commitment to these ideals, that have led to both the conception and the institutionalization of the policy fair, including the dialogue sessions. The policy fair is therefore expected to provide the people of Ghana the Better Ghana agenda is definitely on course. It is now indeed difficult, if not impossible, to imagine any sector that has been neglected under the 3 years of the Better Ghana agenda. The third Ghana Policy Fair would therefore provide the platform on which our efforts would be assessed. Our brothers and sisters, development partners, and all identifiable stakeholders are kindly invited to join us throughout the period of the fair. Your maximum participation would enable us to build together in a better Ghana.
You heard Minister of Information Fritz Balfour. The President, whose speech was read on his behalf by a member of the Council of State, Christine Amwakunyamwa Nwama, focused on some achievements of the government.
My government has adopted several measures to ensure that Ghanaians are adequately informed about opportunities that we have created and continue to provide so that our people would easily take advantage of these avenues as a tool for improving upon their lot and thus raise their standard of living. The various interventions that we have made at expanding the country's infrastructural and economic base as a catalyst for rapid socio-economic development and transformation are well documented. My brothers and sisters, these initiatives and interventions have resulted in the construction of new roads, while most of the existing roads, which were in a very poor state, have been rehabilitated. We have also embarked on massive investment in the education sector that has not only resulted in the provision of additional classroom blocks and dormitories for almost all the senior high schools in the country, but also contributed to a large extent our resolve at eliminating schools under trees. As we endeavor to meet the challenges posed to the health sector, we have invested massively in the construction of clinics and health posts and have rehabilitated and expanded several hospitals in the country.
A member of the Council of State, Christine Amwakunyamwa.